dollars for the fools. Hurt me, no you won't do. Watch me break into two. For you, you.
You just like a fool for the hoop ride, baby. Drop top in the coupe, banging Tupac, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. Trying to find a feel, but it's too hard, baby. Here's our ticket out, thinking we all take it home.
It's a long shot now, we can't get along not now. Too late to start over back, how? Blood, sweat, tears, no foul. How did things go so soft? So tired of trying to figure out these games.
Little while, take a vacay. Show you where I live. Shotgun in the wind.
if you wanna ride. Hit me anytime. Call, call. Yeah, yeah. Just call.
Still gone. sure thing. Barely alive on this G5. Bottle away from me drowning. Start with a sip, then a down end. Land in Toronto, I'm tipsy. You never say that you miss me, but I know that you miss me. I wish you were with me. That we never had,
we play it in my head.
I say the right thing and you smile just like you used to. Took me way back to when I knew you. This time I don't make the same mistakes. I don't ever break your heart. You don't have all you can take. And we don't fall apart. Oh, this can't be real. Already made my escape. Some things you can't run away from. I wanted the weather to change. Tried my best to outrun the rain. Only way I deal with the pain. I know you feel the same. I know you feel the same.
Get the right tone. Wanna make it die, no. Keep it on repeat like Mike Jones, yeah.
I'm ready for breakfast in bed. I'm ready for another round.
You already know my name. I just wanna hear
scream it out.
Oh, na na. Oh, mama. I tried, but I can't stop thinking about you and your body. Touching my body. I fucking lose it. Girl, I don't know what to do. Am I dreaming? What am I seeing? I can't believe it. It's just too good to be true. Ooh, na na. Ooh, na na. Ooh, na na. Ooh, na na.
I know, you know, we know. You survive. I said, I know, you. You know, we know, you's a bop. But my face, your face, it's elated. Who should stop? My face, your face, elated. Who should stop? This is new for me, truthfully. You can't go, cause I'm just thinking about how much I think that you should stay. For all days, my stomach jumping like buddha dip, jumping dip, rat that rat that heel.
Just too good to be true. Oh na na, oh na na, oh na na, oh na na.
Were you at like four? Hello, welcome back. This is Goblins and Demons Global Summit, coming weekly Tuesdays, WFO Medford, 11. This is Charlotte, as always, and we have a very special guest. Introduce yourself, Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm here for my first training session.
Heck yeah.
It's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about genres of music and the phases that we can go through.
Mm-hmm.
How about, like, give us a little, like, roadmap of the genres that Emma has consumed?
Wow, I don't know. So right now, I'm definitely in, like, an LCD Sound System electronic remix phase. A while ago, it was, like, intense rock, just, like, sort of basement rock. I don't know. It started off with my brother, who introduced me to, like, gosh, I don't know, old country, and then it just kind of went awry from there, so, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's really cool to see the, like, the relation that your relationships can have on the music that you listen to, I think, yeah. Especially within siblings, because I remember when I was, like, I don't know, maybe, like, early elementary school or sort of, like, mid-middle school, that kind of age. Like, my brother, like, I thought my brother's taste in music was so cool. And, yeah. Like, he used iTunes and had, like, 1,000 songs on it. And just the concept of, like, knowing 1,000 songs was so cool to me. That I would be like, oh, like, make me a mix CD. Or, like, like, back in the day when, like, people did that. Even though that was, like, 11 years ago. Like, that's not that long.
Yeah. And now there's the whole, like, cassette, like, making mixtapes for people.
Yeah. And, like, I think he definitely had an influence on, like, my early... Not my... Not my early music taste, per se, but, like, you know, there's sort of that shift where, like, you listen to music for most of your life, but there comes a certain age where, like, you are listening to music because you're making decisions of what you listen to.
Yeah.
Rather than just, like, it's what your, like, guardians play or, like, what is on the radio around you, but, like, you're like, oh, like, I'm really into this. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna, like...
It's definitely, like, a turning
search
part.
Search this, yeah.
Turning point and, like, a formative...
Yeah, like, absolutely. Almost, like, it's so cool. Part, yeah. Like, my brother was definitely formative for that, but at this point, like, I'll be playing a song, and my brother's like, oh, this is really cool, and I'm like, you don't know it? And he's like, no, I'm not cool anymore. Like, 26. What has been, a phase of your musical listening that, like, maybe makes you, like, cringe, or you're just like, yeah, that was very of that time?
Gosh, I don't know. I think there was definitely a point when I was, like, just getting into music where, and I still love Vampire Weekend, but for a really long time.
What'd you think of their album this year?
I didn't love it. Mm. I think just because I loved their old albums so much, and, like, we were talking about the whole, like, formative identity thing, like, Vampire Weekend was one of the first, like, I guess you could call them, like, indie bands or like alternative bands that I listened to that wasn't like top 40.
Yeah.
And so that was really important to me. And then I would just kind of go around saying like, oh, I found Vampire Weekend. Like, I found Riptide by Vance Joy. Yeah. All these like, I don't know. And sometimes I look back on that and I've like, I see how my music taste has grown, and it's been like really exciting to learn about other people's music mm-hmm. tastes and like realize that, I don't know, because I think like I used to be an absolute stuck up about mm-hmm. Music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. Definitely looking back at like that phase of my life.
Mm-hmm. I think there's always, especially, I mean, like look at us, like we do college radio. We're definitely like a type. But for that type, that archetype of people, I think there's like a lot, it's very common that there's phases of like, oh, like you listen Robbery. To that. Yeah. Well, but yeah. At this point, like I've reached a very beautiful like equilibrium of like, I definitely, you know, I was at a party a few days ago and they were like playing, it was barn themed, so they were playing country music, and after like, you know, they played like Footloose and I was like, haha, this is cute. You're gonna play other like, stuff, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't. So I definitely had to bite my tongue and be like, all right.
Yeah. No, yeah, and country's like I used to live in Portland, Oregon, and then I lived in Texas, and I just got back
where?
To Texas. Houston.
My brother lives in Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's a great city. But
shout out Houston.
Yes.
And my brother and your brother.
Astros. Yeah. And so when I was in Texas, I was like, I do not like country, and mm-hmm. I like refuse to hate it. And I think again, it was sort of part of that like refusing to accept that I.
That was a
moved.
Nice Freudian slip. You said refuse to hate it accidentally.
Oh yeah. But
your subconscious knows.
Yeah, exactly. It was foreshadowing. And then, like the second I moved to Boston, I was like, wait, I actually like can really love country. Mm-hmm. And like, there's some parts about that I really love, which was weird. And like, but I don't know. I think it spoke a lot to like. How my home had changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah. I think, I mean, country is a beautiful genre, like at the roots of it, but it's like sort of like post 9/11 country mm-hmm. that's like very, it just feels like propaganda and yeah. is like, I am on a plane. You know that song?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Tim Football is. not the biggest fan of, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even with like turning up my nose at some genres, like I think just like getting to know what people listen to is like such a beautiful look into their mind. Like yeah. the most intimate like social media lurking to me is looking at someone's Spotify.
Oh my gosh,
it's you learn so much about
love,
a person.
I like scroll through the sidebar mm-hmm. so often
mm-hmm.
just to see. What
yeah, and I like to go down a rabbit hole of like just like someone until I'm looking at this like random person who I have no connection to, but
yeah.
like maybe they're like the cousin of someone who follows someone that I follow who follows. This person
yeah.
I know, you know,
and like seeing the songs they put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like also seeing how people like make playlists.
I know.
That's like, what's your playlist praxis?
Yeah.
How do
so
you do it?
I kind of use playlists. I make way too many playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, I used to do it by month, and now I sort of make like a seasonal playlist where mm-hmm. I just like combine everything. But then I'll also have like. Like, today I made a playlist that was, like, about me being late to, like, my 9:30 class. And I'll use it as, like, a diary. And
that's
then I'll,
so
like,
cool.
write in the bio, like, for the seasonal ones, I'll write, like, highlights from that. And then
okay,
I
love
that.
I'm going to follow you right now. That's so cool.
It's Tata Stout. If anyone wants to give me a follow. Yeah, just, like, T-A Stout. But, I don't know, yeah. Like, just a lot of random... I think I probably have, like... over 50 or 100 playlists.
Wow.
And I haven't looked through like any of it. I don't, does Spotify have like a space capacity?
I am not the person to ask for that because I also make a lot of playlists. I feel that. I think like throughout high school I made so many, but like at the beginning of college for some reason I was like, I need to reorganize everything because I'm going to be a college girl. Like, so I had like a very cool playlist. Like I remember when I was in high school, but that like had stories to them, but like I just consolidated them. So I just have like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that. Cause I remember specifically between my sophomore and junior years of high school, I made this playlist called Humid, and it just so beautifully encapsulated like exactly like just like the aura of that time in my life. And like, I wish I hadn't deleted it, because like it was just.
Well, you can retrieve archived or deleted playlists. Or really? If you go to the Spotify like website.
Oh, and cool. Go to your account. Oh, I've got to check that out. Even if I deleted it like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sure. Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Emma.
Shout out. One day I was like, oh yes.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I would definitely like go through and delete playlists that I thought were cringy, and then a year later I would be like, oh, but I want to see.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah, because at the beginning of college, I made this playlist called Baby Jumbo, and let me look at it. It's 342 songs, I really just logged everything that I was looking at.
What's the first song?
The first song on it? Ooh, that's going to be... Okay, the first song on it is Townie by Mitski, and I added that 2016, June 13th. And I remember, because I was... I went to Cape Cod with my brother and Sophie, who... is his girlfriend, and like she had just graduated from college, I had just graduated from high school, and that was like their like graduation sort of like celebration thing for her and them, not me. I just like tagged along one day, and I remember we were driving in her Prius and Prius? That was a song that she was playing, and I was like, this is nice. So I added it to my like what was like originally sort of like my pre-college playlist, but then became my playlist throughout the year. Yeah. And the last song I added was May 9th of 2017, and
that wasn't your freshman year, was it?
No, it was my freshman year, was 2016 to 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's like the playlist I like began it June of like when I graduated, so it's like when I just graduated high school to like end of my first year of Tufts. The last one is a Drake song. And I know, but it tells you a lot, because I had just begun dating someone from my past, and he was really into Drake, so I think it, yeah, it's really, music is a passport. Yeah, it tells you a lot, really, it's a diary. But something that's very Pisces about me is when's your birthday?
I'm a Sagittarius.
I love Sagittarius.
Really?
So fiery.
I don't really know much about.
Oh, I know so much. But we won't subject listeners. But I know a lot. Let me count that. I have one, two, okay, I have three crying playlists for different types of crying, which is less
different
than I thought.
Types of crying. I like that.
Yeah, so I have one that's like, one is like I imagined it, and most of them are made during my first year, so I think that gives you an insight to like my psyche at that time in my life. One is like, it has like Mac DeMarco, Sales, Beach House, Frankie Cosmos,
like
the Mamas and the Papas, and that's like I'm imagining that I'm crying and like my studio apartment with like exposed brick walls, and like there's sort of like a draft in the air.
I get that with Frankie Cosmos.
Yeah. Someone. I guess so. Okay, so someone. Let's just go to music for a second so I can answer this.
Mi papá y mi mamá me hicieron la cara demasiado bien. La gente linda como yo no suele caer bien. Ser tan guapa no es tan guay como los feos creen.
Y yo no quiero que me miren con envidia cuando me subo en el tren, ni romper el corazón a las mujeres que me ven. Si sabes a alguien más guapo que yo, dime quién. Mi papá y mi mamá me hicieron la cara demasiado bien. Linda como yo no suele caer bien. Ser tan guapo no es tan guay como los feos creen. Y yo no quiero que me miren con envidia cuando me subo en el tren, ni romper el corazón a las mujeres que me ven. Si sabes a alguien más guapo que yo, dime quién.
No lo puedo evitar, me quiero pa' reventar. Cuando me despierto triste pienso, niña, no es nada. Entonces voy a ducharme, me gusta mirarme. Roto en el espejo, no lo dejo empañarse. No, qué buena simetría. Oh, bendita anatomía. Cómo
pasearme desnuda por mi casa, los vecinos ya lo saben.
Mi papá y mi mamá me hicieron la cara demasiado bien. La gente linda como yo.
All right. Never mind.
We're back.
We're back. And then one is titled Petty 90s Tears. And that's just very like luxurious crying, like very indulgent.
Okay. Like you need to cry.
Yeah, like the picture for it is a screen cap from the Lucky music video by Britney Spears.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's, like, it has a lot of Jodeci on it, and, like, just beautiful music like that.
Yeah, I definitely have my crying playlist, but I title them, like, different technological errors, so I have, like, Error 404, Error 402, I don't know why.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I started doing that with, like, they were, like, breakup playlists mm-hmm. originally.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just have, like, I kind of get just have, like, one collectively sad playlist. But
yeah.
A lot of the times I'll listen to, like, upbeat music when I'm sad just because it almost, like, makes me more sad. And then I just, like, it's just
interesting.
Crying. Yeah.
I have a upbeat, like, collection playlist. And that's when I'm, like, I have been sad, when I have indulged in each of my three crying playlists. Mm. And then it's just called Yeah Boy.
So is it like a process? Like you go through the playlist?
I think so. And it's just like crazy pop music. Like stuff that just makes me feel so freaking good. After the like going into college, it became sort of seasonal. Like I had one for like summer 2017, and then I had one for the full year of my sophomore year. That was titled Lilac in 313, because I was living, 313 was my dorm room. And then I had, I think one of my like peak playlists is titled Who Got the Keys to the Jeep, and the bio is Beep Beep in honor.
why the Jeep? Is that like a lyric?
Yeah, it's in honor of Missy Elliott.
Mm.
That's the
interesting.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Frankie Cosmos concert? She came here like 2 weeks ago.
No, I did not. I did go to two concerts last week though.
Oh, cool.
I saw Lucky Day at the Sinclair,
okay.
And that was so good. Someone threw their panties on stage, and I was like, God. Mood, you are not wrong. His debut album, Painted, came out in May of this year, and I listen to that every single day. It is, like, I can do is recommend that. I actually played two songs from that at the beginning of the show. I played Real Games and Call.
Huh.
Okay. Very good. He's just so talented, so beautiful, so
you're in love.
Like I'm just completely enamored of him. He's his mind. And then I saw on Friday, I went to the Caro Caro Bonito show.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
How is she?
It was so good. And I actually had seen them in 2016.
Okay.
So it was really fascinating. And I went with the same friend who I, like, went with 3 years ago.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, this is going to be so cute. We'll, like, see the ways that we've grown since first year and, like, have, like, a jolly old time. And the show was great. Like, they're such a fun band. But their music style, as, like, I'm sure you might be familiar, was definitely originally very, like, you know, bubblegum pop, but definitely goes into, like, the direction sometimes, because it's, like, PC music, like, if you're familiar with, like, Sophie, Hannah Diamond, etc., they're sort of, like, within that vein of, like, the UK scene. But they've gotten, like, really into that direction.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, with some of their new stuff, I, like, can't listen to it, because it's just so, like...
Is Sick Beat one of their...
Sick Beat is older.
Ones? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, like,
that
more, like,
one,
original.
I was obsessed with that song.
Yeah. So, like, they played this, like, randomly, like, I don't even know the name of it, but, like, towards the end, like, during their encore, they're like, we just want to rock out with you. And then she like screams into the mic, like, ha. It's like, wow, this did not happen 3 years ago. And as a result, like the crowd was kind of different. And like, that's great. Like, obviously, like, I'm glad everyone is enjoying this music, but it was like very, it was just a lot of men who were like moshing the entire time.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I like that some people are able to enjoy the music that way and like to enjoy music that way, and like, cool, like, good you on, go do yeah. that. But like, and it just felt like there wasn't much space for like other types of enjoyment of music at the show, just kind of, you know, like
the classic in the back head bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Except I guess you can't really head bob to Sick Beat or Flamingo.
But it was cool. Yeah, I also, like, in addition, I think it's sort of, like, become seasonal at this point, but then I also have, like, it used to be, I was like, oh, like, I can only have seasonal playlists, or, like, only, like, I just want to have compilations that are just, like, all that I'm listening to in this, like, era of my life. Mm-hmm. But I've realized, like, I don't know, as a pretty, like, dreamy, imaginative person, like, that's just not gonna work. Yeah. So, like, I've given in to, like, my desire to play, like, to create, like, really, like, a aura-centered playlist. Okay, yeah. I have one. Like, there's one. I've also found that, like, there's really only, like, two moods that I'm trying to perfect. And, like, I keep on remaking that playlist, but just with, like, different frames. Like, I have,
it's like, what are the names?
Yeah, so I think the beginning of it is, like, the first one is Slinky, Liker, Halter Top. And then it became Body Rolls and Body Glitter.
Okay.
And then the most recent one is Neon Moonlight Drive. Like, that's the sort of, like, the hedonistic,
that seems like a
very
huge,
like they are kind of huge differences, but like sort of something like Slinky that's like very like, I don't even know how to encapsulate it. So that's why I think I keep on remaking it.
It's very strange talking about playlists on air, because I don't know, I always feel like, I want people to see my music because it's something that I want to share and also have people enjoy, but at the same time, I, like, get, not self-conscious, but, you know that feeling when, like, you love a song so much and you feel like no one is able to love, like, that's the most pretentious thing. But, and so I'm always, like, nervous of, like, people stalking my playlist or whatever, because it just, it feels very, like, personal to me, and, like, it's very, like, inside my head, and I feel like no one will be able to, like, tap in. I don't know. Ooh, another caller. Let's see if we can do this stuff.
Quieren ser tan guapo, no es tan guay como lo feo creen. Mi papá y mi mamá me hicieron la cara demasiado bien. Bastante linda como yo no suele caer bien. Ser tan guapo no es tan guay como lo feo creen. Y yo no quiero que me mire con envidia cuando me subo en el tren. Ni romper el corazón a las mujeres que me ven. Si sabes a alguien más guapo que yo, dime quién. ¿Y qué más me dará a mí lo malo que me desen? Si esos feos tienen un bus y yo tengo un almacén. Mi cara es cara, mami, y el verde le sienta bien. Por eso la quieren poner en los billetes de 100. Yo la foto nunca necesito efecto. Salgo guapo hasta cuando me despierto. Y seguiré saliendo hasta después de muerto.
Y otra vez. No, no, qué buena simetría. Bendita anatomía. Cómo me gusta pasearme desnuda por mi casa. Los vecinos ya lo saben.
Ya lo saben, 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 ya lo saben. Mi papá y mi mamá me hicieron la cara demasiado bien. La gente linda como yo no suele caer bien. Ser tan guapo no es tan guay como lo feo que es. Y yo no quiero que me miren con envidia cuando me subo en el tren. Ni romper el corazón a las mujeres que me ven. Si sabes a alguien más guapo que yo, dime qué.
She said, baby, I'm afraid to fall in love. So what if it's not reciprocated? I told her, don't rush, girl, don't you rush. Guess it's all a game of patience. She said, what if I dive deep? Will you come in after me? Would you share your flaws with me? Let me know. I told her, thinking is all wrong. Love will happen when it wants. I know it hurts sometimes, but don't let it go. Cause what if I tell you all the things I've done? Would you run away from me? I told her, baby, we all got bags full of shit that we don't want. But I can't unpack it for you, baby. She said, what if I dive deep? Will you come in after me? You share your flaws with me, let me know. I told her, thinking is all wrong. Love will happen when it wants. I know it hurts sometimes, but don't let it go. Cause
welcome back after a short little musical intermission and a great phone call. we've played a bunch of tracks just to give you a little rundown. So we had Lucky Day at the beginning, Monsoon with Out of My Mind, which is so velvety, big fan of that. Mm-hmm. And then some Stara tracks. Stara, but like, you may think you do not know Stara, but yes, you do, because she has written the hook to almost every single song that has been your favorite song in the past 4 years. Namely, for me, Pick Up the Phone. And in this household, we recognize Pick Up the Phone as not having Travis Scott in it, and it's Stara instead, because she was on the original version that, like, technically wasn't released. But if you search hard enough, you will find it. And then some Sir, New Sky from his album this year, and then Unana with Masego from a few years earlier. And then, of course, as always, oh my god.
Shut it.
It's so gross. And then my favorite Spanish boy band per usual, Cupido with Auto Estema, the remix with I think Lola Bunny that was produced by Elise, who I know from his work with Zetangana. So always good beat on that one. And then yeah, sometimes you'll be talking and you just can't, it's like, I don't know what that word was. Pink sweats with Honesty, which is just such a, like, one of my early memories from 2019, like one of my first 2019 memories is being in the shower and, like, just singing and, like, you know when you're not sad, but you're like, this song just It just puts me, it's like, you know, and I'm like already in the shower, like it's like
you almost
like I'll feel it. I'll ride this wave.
Yeah.
Like even sometimes though I'm perfectly happy.
Yeah, you're totally in a good mood and then the song comes on and you're like, okay. Yeah. Let's switch it on. Mm-hmm.
So I know you're probably gonna be playing a lot of music during your show, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
If someone was like, Emma, you can't have a music show and it needs to be a talk show, what format would you make that?
Like of the talk show?
Just or like any, like it's like you are gonna have a show but you cannot play music on it. Like what would you do?
I was actually
time?
Thinking about this because having a talk show is like, I mean, I love talking. Like I have a pretty talking person. But I wanted to have some structure. Oh, I don't know. That's like asking, someone asked me the other day, if you were held up a microphone to the world and you could say one sentence, what would it be? I'm like, I have no clue. Like that's such a hard question.
Wow, yeah.
So I don't know. I think I might, like we were talking about using playlists as diaries. I think it would be almost just a ramble because I, a lot of times, like I enjoy podcasts that aren't really planned out and are just sort of like rambling. And so I don't know, just like no plan, talking about my day. Hopefully it goes on some existential tangent, maybe.
I see it.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you? I mean, obviously you talk on your show, but what do you usually talk about?
I would make it an ASMR show.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Just because I think
these
it would
mics
be...
mics are definitely the
ones they'd
to
be... It'd be really delightful.
No, but no drinks allowed, so...
Yeah, just because I think it would be A, unbearable, and B, I would be bad at it, and then C, I'm just absolutely obsessed with ASMR.
Okay.
Like, I have written a midterm paper about it in a class
before.
Does
it, like, work for you?
Oh, it works for me.
It gives you the chills?
Oh, yeah, it gives me the tingles.
I've never gotten the tingles, and I'm not about it.
I honestly, like, I watch ASMR when I'm falling asleep.
Really?
I'll admit it. I'm one of those people.
You watch it, or you listen to it?
Or, I listen to it, because, like, watching, like, I've never understood it, because it's, like, the blue light, like, that's just going to keep you up.
What's
like,
your favorite type of ASMR? Like food or
slime? I think like food definitely has its time and place, but like that time and place is not frequent for me because it just sort of it feels
maybe
weird.
Maybe not for falling asleep.
Yeah, not for falling asleep. But I like tapping and like crinkling like paper or like wrappers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Have you seen the it's an Instagram account, but I think it's ASMR. It's like bread.
Oh, Breadface?
Yes.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah.
I am
a big fan of that, even though I guess it's not technically ASMR.
Well, I think it's all... You could take so many, frames on that, like stimulation that's, really visceral and meant to, like, elicit some response that feels, like... It's like related. It's like erotic almost.
Yeah.
Like, and because there's also been like a lot of people like will say of ASMR, like, oh, like this is just sexual content. Especially if you look at the like most popular content creators, like a lot of them are young, a lot of them are women, a lot of them are conventionally attractive. Mm. If anyone wants to read my paper on ASMR, there's someone, oh my God, someone once, and this person was on the Quidditch team, which I think sort of just like paints a picture of who they are.
Of course
we do. They're like, hey, Charlotte, I heard you wrote a paper about ASMR. Like, can I read it?
Yeah. Like, did you give it to them?
Yeah.
Did they like it?
They didn't ever respond, which honestly was kind of offended by because I was like, I gave you my heart. And you didn't even give me
but
any
But I feel
feedback.
Like it would have been worse if you had, like, already submitted the paper and they just, like, sent you back.
Oh, yeah.
Edited copy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, no. I think that was, like, I, like, was laughing at it. I was like, is this, like, the, like, you up of sapiosexuals? I'd love to read that article. That kind of tomfoolery. But, oh, my gosh. It is time for a PSA real quick. Oh. I will show, so just watch what my hand is.
Okay, still in training.
So turning this on. How about this one?
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Turn mics back on and turn that off.
So there you go, kids.
Yeah.
Adopt.
Yeah. Do you have any pets?
I have a black lab named Yogi Bear.
I love that. Yeah. I have a half yellow lab terrier mix.
How's it? Named half Penny. Yellow lab.
Yeah, and it was recently her 10th birthday.
Oh, adorable. I have no idea how old Yogi is. I think he's just always 5 in my mind. He's such a little puppy, but he has his little gray on the chin.
That's a good age, babe. Excellent age.
I wanted to name him Terminator because my last name is Stout. So I thought it would have been 20 at age 12.
Yeah, well, this has been Goblins and Demons Global Summit. Thanks so much for tuning in. And a special shout out to our lovely trainee.
This was so much fun.
Next, we have some great stuff from
Uncle Slim Pants.
Uncle Slim Pants. Excellent. Well, 11:59, make a wish.
Are you gonna do the...
Are you big into 11:11 rituals and such?
Yeah. I have an alarm on my phone.
Oh my god. Yeah. I have a whole, like, 11:11 thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Handing it over.
Lottery, dad's still watching me. That's camaraderie. Whoa, whoa.